And today on the Radio Cafe with me are Cindy Scullin, whom I think you know if you've been listening to the Fun Drive these past couple of times, and Dr. B. Davis, who is a Ph.D. in education and one of the pioneering minds who helped start KSFR, actually, a while ago. Cindy, when you're not on air with me during the pledge drive, you do something very different from your past life as a broadcaster in Boston. You're a certified clinical hypnotherapist here in Santa Fe, certified in medical hypnosis, birthing, past life, and natal regression hypnotherapy. How the heck did you get into this?
Thank you for asking. Well, there I was in Boston running a radio broadcasting company. I have a wonderful husband. Everything's working well.
Yes, he's watching.
Yes, he is.
Just in case
he's watching the radio.
You don't think he's wonderful. He's watching.
Two fabulous children. So I've got a great job and a great family life, and I want to jump off a roof, and I don't know why. And I try St. John's wort and a number of other herbal devices to try to get myself back together again. And I run across an article by Dr. Brian Weiss, who's a psychiatrist, very famous now, but back then less famous, meaning that he was even on Oprah in the past year or so. That's how famous he's become.
Oh, my God.
I know. He was talking about hypnotherapy as being just an incredible process for situations the like of which I was experiencing. And he called and he recommended a local Boston hypnotherapist, and I went, and three or four sessions later, I felt more bliss in my life than I've ever felt before, and I thought, this stuff is really good. And I went into it very skeptically. I went into it with a tape recorder. It was a very interesting first session, but it was absolutely incredible. I was so moved by the experience. It was so fantastic that I ran back to this group that I was working with. It was a CEO group back in Boston, largely men. In fact, 95% men, and talked about this experience. And much to my absolute surprise, four of the fellows, the men, went and had the same kind of experience, different because their personal lives were obviously very different and they were men. But it was extremely effective for them, too. So I thought, well, maybe it's time after I leave this position to try something new. So, yep. And in fact, I have to say that one of the best hypnotherapy schools in the world, certainly among the top three by anybody's measure, is actually in Santa Fe. The Hypnotherapy Academy of America is right here in Santa Fe. So if anybody's interested, they should check that out.
Well, in terms of changing your life, mm-hmm. or having more than one life, I mean, I am completely into that. That's why I got here in the first place after all those years with Mark, your husband, and you in advertising, coming here and starting a whole new thing in public radio. Sounds like this process really enhanced your life. What does somebody experience in hypnotherapy?
Well, essentially, you settle into a very deep, relaxing, safe state. For example, just for a minute now, think about when you had a really, really good, interesting daydream. It's a lot like that. And then what we do is we begin a process of identifying any blocks or habitual patterns that might exist in one's subconscious mind that are getting in the way of what you really want. Even things that may have subconsciously created a belief that you can't do something or that you're not good enough and so on. Essentially, the body is the subconscious mind. That's science, and it's been science for the past 20 years, and people who are interested in that can look up Dr. Candace Pert's work and Dr. Bruce Lipkin's work. Just very interesting stuff. You'll hear it if you pay any attention to Deepak Chopra, also a physician, Brian Weiss, Dr. Mehmet Oz, those types of individuals. But here's the good part. So we get into that state, and then we release these blocks or patterns and replace them with what you do want. And through all of this, you remain in complete control of your thoughts and your environment. And in effect, the hypnotherapist, I in this case, act as a guide to keep my client on track to get what they really want. So I find that for me, many clients really get into this, and I don't want to limit them, so I don't limit my time with clients. We work together in each session as long as it takes. I get asked a lot about fees relative to this. I don't have an hourly fee. I work flat rates so that my clients are comfortable and they never have to think about that when they're in a session.
Well, Cindy, I understand that Stanford and Harvard Medical Schools have done a lot of clinical research on this work and find it to be very effective for a variety of issues like?
Well, the big one, the overarching one for many of us is stress. And stress is caused by a whole variety of things. It can be caused by a trauma, a grief, a worry, especially during these economic times. In fact, the Benson Henry Institute of the Massachusetts General Hospital did a massive research study and discovered that 90% of all doctor's visits are stress-related. So hypnotherapy has been found to be wonderfully, beyond relaxing, very proactive in terms of dealing with stress issues. But it also is fantastic for pain management. That can be from cancer, chemotherapy, arthritis, IBS, gastrointestinal issues, fibromyalgia. Weight loss is another area that's very, very well-researched with regard to hypnotherapy. Really, almost any condition that is related to your physical or psychological well-being can be dealt with, handled, reprogrammed using hypnotherapy. But one of the most amazing things that we've discovered in science, in the clinical research by Stanford and Harvard particularly, is the fact that you heal so much faster, 25 to 33% faster after surgery.
I want to turn now to Dr. B. Davis, who's here and is a client of yours. I understand, B., that you found Cindy through a referral from Dr. Robert Sapien, is that right?
Yes.
Who's a professor of medicine and chief of the Pediatric Emergency Division at the University of New Mexico Medical School and Hospital. Tell us about your experience with Cindy and hypnotherapy.
Big subject. Hmm. I got to Cindy because I had just experienced a huge loss. My husband had died of lung cancer. 3 months after his death, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I had a few grieving issues and some major fear issues.
Yeah.
And I wanted very much to find some way of helping me, supporting me to deal with that. I had a surgeon friend in California, Dr. Dixie Mills, who recommended that I read a book called How to Prepare for Surgery, read that book, learned that hypnosis was one way to go, and I had had some good experiences with hypnosis 30 years earlier around asthma. So I went on the internet and found Dr. Sapien and through him found Cindy. My experience with her has been nothing but dramatic and miracle-producing, and she held my hand and worked with me through the whole breast cancer surgery experience.
Well, that sounds daunting. I mean, it sounds wonderful, but it sounds daunting. Specifically, how did that work?
Well, for me, it was about showing up and getting into this wonderfully relaxed state with Cindy, really looking at my fears and replacing them with belief that I was going to be fine and being proactive and positive about the experience that I was about to experience. And with her help, she came with me and actually hypnotized me throughout the surgery experience. End result was I got through it with not only no pain, but quite a bit of upbeat satisfaction, sense of empowerment.
Did you have pain medication afterwards?
They gave me all kinds of things to take. I didn't take as much as an aspirin after the surgery because I had no pain. There was nothing to treat.
Wow. What would you say, V, to anybody who's on the fence about this process?
You know, there's just absolutely no downside. It's all pluses. Fear and stress and upset, I think, comes with the territory around surgery, unless you have somebody like Cindy holding your hand and showing you another way. And hypnosis is a way of getting on top of all the things that cramp you, upset you, make the whole thing more problematic. Without stress in surgery, it's amazing how quickly you can recover. And with hypnosis, you can just fly through it. I was actually happy the day of my surgery.
She behaved as though she was going into a spa. And for those people who are aware of what the procedure is, we're talking through the lock and bracket part of the procedure. I mean, she could have been at 10,000 waves. Even the radiologist said to me, I think she's too hypnotized. She's slipping from the machine here. But she was absolutely terrific. And what it is it's not me. It's Bee's healing power and allowing it to come forward, her natural healing power, that got her in surgery and out of surgery. It was a three-hour surgery. I was with her doing hypnosis, and we had an anesthesiologist working with me to keep the anesthesia way low, very, very minimal. And at the end, Bee opened her eyes in the surgical suite and gave me a little pat and had a great big smile on her face. 20 minutes later, she was insisting that she should be on her feet, and within an hour and a half or so, because of the hospital's regs and all of that, she was actually standing on her feet in the elevator singing This Little Light of Mine.
This Little Light of Mine.
I was about to ask what the heck you were saying.
Yeah. And the doors opened and some docs got in and said, oh, we like this elevator. We're gonna sing too. So it was a rockin' time. It was really an amazing moment. And the next morning she was at the farmer's market.
Ah. Well, mm-hmm. that sounds awfully satisfying. Cindy, if a listener is interested in finding out more about hypnotherapy, what's the best way to do that?
Well, over time, I found that people have questions and they want to talk. They want to talk about their issues and they want answers. So calling me is really the best thing versus emailing. And my phone number is 231-1618. I'll say that one again, 231-1618. And please feel free to call if you just want to have some questions answered. Don't feel like you're obligated to do anything at all. We just want to make this process of awakening to your own healing power as easy as possible for anybody out there.
I want to thank Bee Davis for coming in today and talking with us about her experience. And Cindy Scullin, of course, many of you know from our early morning experiences together during the last fun drive.
Are we going to do this again in the fall?
Yeah, babe.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Stay tuned. More amazing painless cream. For those of you who were up with the chickens with us last time.
Right. Thanks, everybody.